Quiet Mind, Day 2, The Promise That Changes Everything, How Small Commitments Build a New Self. If yesterday was about understanding the disease, today is about activating the medicine, and Quiet Mind actually gives you two medicines prescribed at the same time. The first, and don't get confused by the simplicity, is the promise you make to yourself, the commitment to show up, read each day, and complete the full four cycles over the year. This promise is the foundation. It builds self-trust, strengthens your inner integrity, and creates the emotional stability needed for real change. The second medicine is the material itself, the ideas, the insights, the gentle rewiring of perception that dissolves the ego from the inside out. Taken on its own, the content is powerful, but combined with the daily promise you keep to yourself, it becomes transformative. One medicine strengthens you, the other medicine transforms your mind. And together they work as a single, elegant treatment plan, one that heals both the way you think and how you perceive the one who is doing the thinking. If the entire human personality could be summed up in a simple before and after picture, this would be the dividing line. Before, a person who breaks promises to themselves. After, a person who keeps them. Every inner struggle, every regret, every why am I like this can be traced to one of two places: things you do that you wish you didn't, and things you don't do that you wish you did. The bridge between these two worlds is astonishingly small, a promise you take seriously. Not a vow, not a dramatic from this day onward moment with background music and a sunset, just a tiny doable commitment and the quiet courage to honor it. Let's be honest, many people avoid committing to anything because they're exhausted from disappointing themselves. They're tired of the heartbreak of dropping the ball again, tired of the emotional hangover that follows every broken intention. But here's the secret no one teaches us. Every kept promise, no matter how small, heals something inside you. And every broken promise hurts something inside you. Keeping a promise strengthens the muscles of dignity, power, and self-trust. Breaking a promise strengthens the ego's favorite lie. I can't change. This is just who I am. But that lie begins to dissolve today because this 90-day times four, doing it four times, journey is built on the simplest, kindest promise you can make to yourself. Read today's section every day without exception. Keep this promise for even a week and something subtle will flicker inside you. Not pride, not pressure, but aliveness. You'll sense a small but meaningful shift. I show up for myself. Soon after, I can trust myself. And eventually, I like who I'm becoming. This is how real transformation works. Not with lightning bolts or life overhauls, but through small, sacred acts of faithfulness to your own higher self. And here's the paradox. You'll begin to discover keeping promises will make you take yourself both more and less seriously. More seriously in the sense that your word matters, your choices matter, and the person you're becoming matters. Less seriously in the sense that you no longer feel compelled to obey every urge, craving, mood, or the inner toddler demanding a snack. You begin to see the noisy, impulsive version of yourself for what it is, a well-meaning but unreliable roommate, not the CEO of your soul. Each time you choose your promise over your impulse, each time you leave the house on time, skip the unnecessary bite or hold back the unhelpful comment, you become a little more you, a little more whole, a little more free, a little more real. This is the holy upward spiral, a small promise kept, a spark of self-respect, a bolder promise, a stronger self, a calmer mind, a kinder life. This isn't just about reclaiming sanity, it's about reclaiming yourself. So here's your very first promise. Read day three tomorrow. Show up. Follow through, let the transformation begin. We believe in you, and soon you will too.